Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Each week, as I prepare for these broadcasts, I try to remain calm, measured, and collected. This, unfortunately, is not one of those weeks. On Wednesday, after 11 long years of judicial incompetence, mismanagement, and partisan gamesmanship, the Montana Supreme Court rendered the final decision in the case of Planned Parenthood v. State. This, as you may recall, was the case challenging the 2012 voter-passed referendum requiring parental notification before a minor could get an abortion. The referendum, which passed with 73% voter approval, has been nullified by just 7 Montanans who happen to wear black robes. In an unmitigated display of judicial arrogance, the court, in a unanimous opinion, overturned the will of 73% of the voters. They said that parents cannot be trusted to make the best decisions for their children. They said that minors have rights equal to adults and have full autonomy over their bodies. They then went on to say that abortion is one of the safest medical procedures in the entire world. If ever there was a time to throw the bums out, now's the time. Every last one of them. When this law was before the U.S. Supreme Court back in the 1990s, the court sent it back to the state saying the law in essence was fine, but we needed to insert a judicial bypass mechanism to allow a pregnant minor to go before a judge to get permission if she didn't feel safe getting permission from her parents. This was the court's way of acknowledging that not all homes are safe and not all parents are good parents. The Montana law contains a judicial bypass mechanism. At trial, the state argued 4 main points. 1, that the Consent Act protects minors from sexual victimization. This is true. A sexual predator could take his victim for an abortion to cover his tracks, something we've been told has already happened and which Planned Parenthood, we've been told, failed to report. 2, the Consent Act protects minors' psychological and physical well-being. Again, the evidence for this is overwhelming. 3, the Consent Act protects minors from their own immaturity. This is true, and it's the reason minors cannot get a tattoo or their ears pierced without parental permission. And finally, the Consent Act promotes parental rights. Also true. Most parents are good parents, and the state should only place itself between parents and their children on rare occasions. Justice Laurie MacKinnon, who wrote the opinion, stated that, quote, minors like adults have a fundamental right to privacy, which includes procreative autonomy, making medical decisions affecting his or her bodily integrity and health in partnership with a chosen health care provider, free from governmental interest, end quote. That statement sounds like a quote from Planned Parenthood's vision statement. She also said that the Consent Act is not necessary to promote parental rights because, quote, not all families are healthy, and the Consent Act empowers parents who do not make decisions in their child's best interest to control an important fundamental right of the child, end quote. Using the same line of reasoning, we could say that we should take guns away from law-abiding citizens because some people use guns for nefarious purposes. The fact that dysfunctional families do exist is exactly why the Consent Act contains a judicial bypass mechanism. MacKinnon then went on to make one of the most ludicrous statements of all time, writing, quote, "The evidence establishes, with no genuine dispute of fact, that abortion care is one of the safest forms of medical care available in this country and the world," end quote. That statement is patently untrue. This decision will go down as one of the worst decisions ever written by one of the worst Supreme Courts in the entire nation. It calls to mind the old Latin phrase, qui judicis judicabit, which means, who will judge the judges? Because we all know the Supreme Court is not the supreme judge. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.